The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
In New York City on AM 970, The Answer with Joe Piscopo, with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo. And Debbie is here this morning. We're here an hour earlier because of what's going on. I love you. And let me tell you, and start right here. Thank you for being the great American that you are. Thank you for being the great patriot that you are. Thank you for being the law-abiding citizen that you are. Thank you for being the great patriot that you are, how you understand the goodness of this great country, how people fought to get here, how people died to get to where we are today. Thank you for that. No one ever says thank you to the people that pay their taxes, that raise their children, that get up in the morning and do the everyday little things that move this each community across America in the right way. Thank you for not being racist. I know you're not a racist. Thank you for not being a racist. Thank you for loving everybody. Thank you for going to church. Thank you for believing in God. I want to start here as well. To the law enforcement, all the law enforcement across America, thank you. You are heroes. I'm old, I've been around, and I've seen, and I'm not impressed by much anymore. But when I see a police officer walking the street, and I see a younger a man or a woman in a police uniform, I am in awe of that person for putting their lives on the line. If you're listening in your squad car and you're in the NYPD, thank you. God bless you. You're the most special people on earth at this point. You are our angels. Thank you for what you're going through. Because there are many of us who watch this and watch this great country being torn apart, and we just say, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Bring it in, shut it down. And we know you have the ability to do that if you're in law enforcement. Oh, God forbid. And then I don't want to make this political, but I'm telling you, I'm a lifelong Democrat. You know, and now, you know, just like an independent, and I don't trust any party anymore. But would you ever, how could you ever vote for a Democrat today? How could you ever? Every single city that is on fire. It's run, well, you know, we're going to be liberal. We're going to let out prisoners, let the prisoners out. Now they have lost complete control. How do you stop a pandemic? You start riots, I guess, right? Where's Dr. Fauci now, by the way? Just curious. Hey, wait. You can't riot. You have to social distance. This is what the shutdown causes. This is what the pandemic causes. You want to try to control us? You are trying to want to shut us down? You're going to lock us up for 3 months? This is what happens. You exploded a tinderbox. How many times has the president of the United States said, it's going to be worse than the cures, what's going on now, what you're doing. It's worse than the disease. This is worse than the disease is what's going on. People are rioting, and then in Soho, and then they go rioting at Chanel. They go rioting in these high-end stores. And the rest, and you know what really makes me crazy as I watch this, and I think I speak for you too. I hope I do too. How hard my grandparents worked to get here. How hard it was they came to America. They didn't have time to be racist. They were prejudiced against. The Italian-Americans, over almost a dozen Italian-Americans lynched in New Orleans in 1891. We didn't whine. We didn't complain. We didn't start protests. We didn't start legislation. We worked, and we worked harder than ever before. And you know why we won? Because we're the Italian-Americans, along with all the other ethnic groups, we became such an important voting bloc. Voting bloc. And when you elect a president who's an African-American in Barack Obama, what about racial equality then? How did Barack Obama help out? I'm so confused what everybody's writing about. I don't understand it. The poor gentleman that was killed, the way he was killed was inexcusable. Was just inexcusable. And I can't even watch that video. And I gotta sit and I gotta watch with him. What the heck was that person? What was that person who killed George Floyd? What was he thinking? I don't even want to call him a police officer because he's not. You got 800,000 cops around the United States of America. One guy does something bad, and the United States explodes. Now that you know what, it's more than that. It has nothing to do with George Floyd. It has to do with giving. I believe just. This is it. I have the solution. I've been talking about it into our seventh year on the radio. But why they don't listen, I don't know. You have to create jobs within the community. These folks within the community don't have jobs. When my grandparents came over to the United States of America, they had jobs. They were skilled laborers. They came in, and the Jewish and the Italian and the Irish before them. And the Polish, everybody who came in, they had jobs. Now you go to the inner cities around the United States of America, and all they did, and with good intention, LBJ gave them anything they wanted with entitlement programs within the stressed areas of the United States. Worst thing you could do for society. Give somebody something for nothing. Not even, at least even FDR. When he did WPA, when he went in and he had put people to work, you had to work for what money you got. Not LBJ, and then the Democrats ever since then, anything that you want. And then you and I said, you know what, I understand it. The prejudice that the communities in the stressed areas in the inner cities of the United States, you know, they've been through hell. You got to give them a little something. Worst thing they could have done. Never give something. Don't give something for nothing, because it'll just ruin a society. This is what's happening. These are the progressive socialist agenda. That's what's killing this country. You give everybody something for nothing, and in the name of God, why won't anybody listen when I say you got to create jobs? You have got big major companies who vilify us, who use racists as their poster people. You have Colin Kaepernick as the poster child for Nike, and Nike makes all of its shoes in countries which names I can't even pronounce, and they're using children's labor, and it's an assault on humanity the way they make these shoes, and then they bring them here and they charge $400 for shoes I got to pay for my kids. Then, now the president of the United States brings them to Arizona, Nike in Arizona. That's great. Apple finally gets down to Texas, right? This is what the president has to do. He's got to invoke the Defense Production Act, and he's got to say, I hear you, I understand you. We are recreating and rebuilding the cities of the United States of America. I am mandating every American company to make their product in America. Now's the time. Own it. Take it away. Because who do you think's behind this? Who do you think's behind all these riots? It's not these poor people that feel bad. Who feel bad what happened? It's not these people. They have no idea. They have no idea. It's the anarchists. It is Antifa, but it's also Iran. It's also North Korea. It's also, hello, China. You don't think China's behind this? They know exactly what they're doing. Look what they're doing. This is a 1-2 punch. How do you not have the awareness? The news, all they do is show burning cars. If there's a burning car, you're on the news. You know what else what the president should do? No news. No news from inside the inner city. Shut it down. Shut it down, Mr. President. Step up. Shut it down. And shut down the social media in every city that's burning. Shut it down. And keep all the police radios and all all first responder radios up and running. Shut down the social media, and you know what? Shut down the media. We're in a national emergency, and I'm the president of the United States, and I'm shutting it down. It's so irresponsible what the press is doing. If you set a police car on fire, the second you show it, it causes fires all across the city. That's all you're gonna do. You're gonna inflame everybody else. Gosh, it's so easy. And the president's got to step up, be strong, invoke the Defense Production Act. Now, take it away. And my gosh, you'll decouple from China. You'll make America strong. And you'll build those inner cities, as I've been talking about for 6 years on this radio show. In the name of Jesus Christ, why won't these people listen? God, it's so easy. And they don't care. And all these billionaires, they do leverage buyouts. And they make billions of dollars and they run for the hills. Go help the people in those cities. They deserve that. Oh, my goodness gracious. How do you convince you? You go in and you mandate that Nike, you mandate that every product made, it's got to be made. And no, you can't just go make it in a suburb where you're going to get a great tax break. You got to go in. You got to go into East St. Louis, Illinois, the most dangerous city in America. You got to go down to New Orleans to these areas on fire. And you know what's sad about it? Overnight, it won't solve the problem. But it'll take 20 years. To re-educate a generation that you have to what? Work for a living. Work for a living. It'll mandate that fathers stay home. And like Larry, my friend Larry Elder always says, the fathers leave the home in these stressed areas, you know? But, you know, I don't know that I blame the stressed areas that much or the inner cities that much. I blame more that there's no jobs in there, and I blame more the this is from the outside. And like you hear people saying, where is George Soros? Because this is, they're trying to get in and they're trying to turn America inside out. And you know what? They're doing a pretty darn good job of it, aren't they? Going and ripping us out, ripping us from the soul. As you and I watch from our safe homes and you watch what's happening in New York City, in Philadelphia, in Minneapolis, in these great cities, and you see people ripping the heart out of America, and you're in your home, and you're saying, how could these people do this? You have to go back into those cities, and you have to, I'm telling you, you're going to have to put jobs in there, but on a federal level, you've got to, I think, stop the money. And that goes direct to, I think, George Soros. This is my opinion. I'm not stating it of the station or of Salem Media. It's my opinion. I think these, you know what they want to do? They want to cause this unrest, and then who comes in? They do. And they take the power and control. And you know what's so ironic about this, and I've said it before? All these bleeding hearts, hey, like, listen, I was one of them. All the bleeding hearts, all the people, all the social progressives, quote unquote, you know, all the people want socialism, all these people that don't step up in these riots, you know what? They'll be the first people in jail when these people come to power who want the power. They'll be the first people shut down, and it will be like what? It will be like China. That's exactly what will happen. All these people, all out there. But when you see these folks, and when you see the masks and you see the backpack, these are paid soldiers. So my question is, bring in the army, bring in the National Guard, shut it down. God forgive me. And the president has to be very, very firm. I hear you. I understand you. With the speech, by the way, that gets goes by the wayside is the speech he made, you know, after the SpaceX NASA launch the other day. That was a great speech he made, and he felt for everybody. They don't care. And it has nothing to do with Donald Trump, by the way. These are folks that have been pent up for 3 months, and they saw an opportunity to do it. And you can't tell me that this wasn't a concerted, agitated assault on the United States of America. And it's time the president steps up. And he should set before the cameras, and he should say, look, I hear you. You got to reach out to the folks that are concerned, the good folks that are worried about the assault on their communities. You got to address them, saying, I'm putting in jobs. You need jobs. I'm putting in jobs. This is what we're doing. I'm invoking the Defense Production Act. And, you know, between you and I, on the side, you decouple from China at the same time. Hello. And you don't think China's agitating this. Russia's agitating this. North Korea and Iran and all of our enemies are doing this. You know that's happening. They want to bring down the greatest country ever. I've never seen anything like. And you know what really gets me upset? And here, look, at 5 o'clock in the morning, we wanted to come on earlier because we want to hear your voice. Our boss called us yesterday, and I've got the craziest week of my life. But I said, let me go in. I tried to get to Brooklyn. I was going to broadcast from Brooklyn. You know, they said, Joe, you can't go to Brooklyn because we worry about your danger. I'm going like, you worry about you'll be in danger. I'm going like, with danger in Brooklyn, New York. You know, by the Barclays Center, how beautiful it is. Do you know what it took to renovate that whole area, to bring back that area? Do you know what it took? Do you understand the business people that put their hearts on the line and their money on the line to build that area, to build the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York? To build there's a grocery store there. Remember I told you that when I went out to the great Barclays Center with our friends in the Nets, go to see the Nets? And then I said, me and Mikey needed something. I was with my son Mikey. And, you know, I went to a grocery store. It was right there. They rebuilt the whole area. It was like beautiful. Do you know what it takes to build up an area like that? And then you're going to go in and you're going to take it down and you're going to riot in those areas. Do you know? I'm old. I remember the riots of 1967. It takes 50 years to rebuild a city. Newark is just now coming back. Newark is just now coming back. And it took hours, days, years, sweat, money from philanthropists with big hearts to say, we want to build the city back that my grandparents came to, that my parents came to, where I was raised in the great city of Newark, New Jersey. And it did good. By the way, for all intents and purposes, they had some skirmishes. A shout out to Newark and to Camden, New Jersey, once the most dangerous city in America. They kept quiet, you know, although the first precinct I heard in Newark, New Jersey was attacked, you know. The other day, that's another thing. And this all starts. If you burn down a police precinct in Minneapolis, it just spreads like wildfire around the country. Shut it down at its source. And you know what? I got to tell you, to the law enforcement, thank you again. Go in. Man, I tell you what, if I was the mayor, I was the governor, you know what I would say? You know what? I have no choice. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. And I would tell the military the same dang thing. If the military, there's a skirmish overseas and the Iranian ships come close, do what you got to do. That's exactly what we're saying. So we thank our law enforcement folks for being there. We feel and our hearts go out to all the problems and all the problems that may exist. But this is a concerted coup of the United States of America. And it's time to stop it now. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Fired up. Look, it's 5:20 in the morning. And we want to open up the airways for you. So our boss called, Mr. Crowley called, said, Joe, we'd like to add an extra hour to the show. And Frankie and I talked a little bit, went back and forth, and we didn't have to think about it. Al said, I'm in. And so I appreciate Frank being there and Al being here and Debbie as well. And, you know, what's an extra hour? We want to just let you voice. You got to call and let us know what's going on, because you're the fabric of this country. You are. Yes, you are. You hold the country together. No one says thank you. And you, you're like that, what do they call it, the silent majority? I'm telling you, God bless you for who you are. God bless you for what you do. That's a small minority that's taken our country down. You know, so let me be the voice of reason and say to you in common sense, with compassion and understanding to the hurt in all the communities, thank you for being the great patriot that you are, for making this country so great, for believing in God, for believing in country, for believing in family. You are the heart and soul of America. And you know what? We ain't going down. Joe on the radio coming right back on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains the rarity of police violence.
The reason it's news is because it's rare. It's rare for the cops to kill anybody. Recent years, been the average 1,000 people in this country being killed by police officers. According to the Washington Post, almost all of them resisted arrest with weapons. Almost all of them. Of all those shootings, less than 6% involved a suspect who was unarmed. And unarmed does not mean not dangerous.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Dan Proft at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. that can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE. 844-57-BIBLE.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
You know, Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the nation. Well, they're open for takeout, curbside, or delivery. Check out the menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. And don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. You can still have quality Italian food during this difficult time. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970 The Answer.
That's the great Bruce Springsteen. I know that song is not a patriotic song. It's a song about our problems in Vietnam, yet we still believe in America. And it's a good analogy for today, the way we feel today. We understand there are problems. We understand who we have to help. We understand we are not perfect. And what Bruce Wright said, it's still, people go on and still believe in this country. And you know what? That's not wrong. That is not wrong that we understand our faults, that we join together and we help out. My question is this: how much do we have to help out? And what really incensed me, and I've talked about it for years, is because my mission in life is to be helping the at-risk community. So I know of what I speak. I've walked the streets. I would walk the streets of Camden, New Jersey, then deemed the most dangerous city in America. I would walk the streets, right? Oh, the white guy, if you will. You know, from the suburbs, if you will. But I met friends, you know the story, and I met philanthropists who gave back to the inner cities, and I said, what can I do? Because I saw the earthquake in Los Angeles, and I saw how no one helped the poor folks of Los Angeles, the most stressed people, by the way, in Los Angeles, were not helped during the earthquake. And I said, how can I help out? Well, let's rebuild the inner cities. 25 years ago, maybe more. So I walked down to Camden, New Jersey, and I walked down, and it was deemed then the most dangerous city in America. And I parked my SUV, and I'm walking down the street, and you know what? It was run by drug lords. It was run by gangsters. And you know what? They let me walk the street because they knew I was there to help. So I walked down, and I looked at it. It looked like Afghanistan. I got to tell you something. It looked like a ripped-out, war-torn country. And it was Camden, New Jersey, man, one of the greatest cities ever in America, you know? So I'm walking down, and then I was helping out the Boys and Girls Clubs in Camden, of which I'm the spokesperson for now. I'm proud to be. And Camden Boys and Girls Clubs is magnificent now. But then I layered into the city, man. I said, let me go see what this is really like. And I went, I'm a child of the riots of 1967 in Newark. You know, I saw it burn down. I said, well, you know, I understand the angst. I understand the anger. Let me see what I can do. And I layered into the town, and there were beautiful people who were helping out the communities. And then I came upon this little storefront in Camden, New Jersey, right there. When I tell you, if it was 30 by 30, it was small. I said, Unity Community on the top. I said, well, what is this? I go in and I met Robert and Wanda Dickerson from the community. And I said, what are you doing? He said, we're trying to help the youth of the city because no one else is. You know what I'm saying? They did it on their own. They taught African folk art. There were pictures of Malcolm X on the wall, of Martin Luther King on the wall. They were strong to their heritage. They did a jazz program in conjunction with the Woodrow Wilson High School in Camden. I said, this is what we need throughout America. And I got to tell you, not one person stepped up to help the unity community. I remember I called the Today Show at the time, and they came down. Katie Couric, I believe, made a special piece on the Today Show because my foundation at the time was to enable and empower young at-risk youth through positive media because that's the way you get the word out. 25 years ago, I was trying, man. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, I went in and it was great. Now, I have to tell you, to this day, the unity community, as far as I know, are in the same. I just saw Robert and Wanda in January with my buddy Sifu Goldberg at the. They're big in martial arts. They teach the kids martial arts. It's a spectacular program. And a shout out to Governor Murphy, first governor to go down to the unity community. But the point is, no one was helping them. No one was helping them. They virtually abandoned it. Then they say, let's fix Camden. I'm using Camden as an analogy, if I may. And we go, you go, they started to rebuild Camden. And it was Christine Todd Whitman who came and gave money to Camden. And then it was Governor Christie who turned it around. You believe that? I know. Say what you will. Oh my gosh, Governor Christie. Yeah. He had the same mentors I did, if I could say that. And he went in and they rebuilt. A good portion, but it was all on the waterfront. But when I, you know that layer, I said I went into the community, to the inner community. They never got there. They never got to the inner community there. Still, again, a shout out to Camden for staying relatively quiet last night and this week, and to Newark, New Jersey as well. So maybe we should look to these philanthropists that build these great cities back in Newark and in Camden, and maybe we could do that around the rest of the country. You can't just give money and entitlement programs. It will never work. It is a big, huge fail. And if you're going to do it the way FDR did it, you got to put people to work for their money. If you're going to get money, then you got to work. It's called workfare. Newt Gingrich had it. Bill Clinton put it in play. What the heck happened? They've abandoned the inner cities. They build up the waterfronts, which look great. You have to bring jobs in. And this is the time. It's a golden moment for America, for this president, out of all the presidents, to stand up and just go, this is a national emergency. And I'm declaring and invoking the Defense Production Act that all products we're giving back because we understand. We understand the hurt. We understand what's going on in the inner cities, and we're going to rebuild the community. And don't think it's going to happen overnight. I talked about it for 6 years now, and I knew when I would go into Camden. If you start going into and layering into the cities where the folks are really hurting, it's going to take 20 years because you have to re-educate an entire community. They're not going to say, well, I'm going to get money. You mean if I have a baby, I can get money for that? And the fathers, yes, you have to stay home. You have to work. I'm telling you, I saw it 25 years ago. How are they missing it now? How are they missing it now? And then you got the medical and scientific community to say, we have this virus. And you and I are looking at the stats and we're going, in a flu season, 80,000 people die. I'm sorry, a little confused. We got to shut it down. I'm very suspect why we did that. I'm very suspect why. Did they say, shut it down? And when you see, follow the money. Yeah, that's right. You go from China to wherever, and then it comes to Dr. Fauci. And I am very, just curious about everything. I don't want to put that back there. Dr. Fauci is a brilliant guy. I don't want to put anybody down. But shut us down. Don't look at each other. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your face. I am so sick of hearing, don't touch your face. It's my face. I'm going to touch it. Oh. Come up with something that cures whatever it is that attacks my face, for crying out loud. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Seriously? After 100 years since the last pandemic, this is as good as you can do? And I've talked about jobs in the inner cities, jobs, turn around the communities. I've talked about it till I'm blue in the face. I've said it for 7 years on this radio show. Goodness gracious, in the name of God Almighty, it's jobs. It's about recreating. And what got me sick is when we had Barack Obama so proud that we elected a black president. how proud I was. We put a black president in the White House. I didn't vote for him. And I stepped back, you know, and I said, and I was a Democrat and I didn't vote for him. Because I didn't think he was qualified to be president. As a man, I don't care what your color is. What people have to understand, we don't care. We don't have time to be racist. I really don't care. I don't care what your lifestyle is. I don't care who you like, what you do. I don't care. I don't hate you. I just have no real interest in what you do or what color you are. Really, I've got enough problems in my life. That's all I want to do is take care of my children. Leave me the hell alone. Don't tell me I can't touch my face. Don't tell me, oh my gosh, you're prejudiced against, because it's not me. That's not my problem. And when now you're going to burn the whole country down and you're going to blame good, God-fearing, church-going, good Americans who come from other countries and step up and do what they're told to do to make this country great, now you're going to go after us? I'm telling you, right, you've got to... Don't get me started, but in the name of God, forgive me. It's time. This is war. That's why I said, Al said, what do you want to start with? I said, put on Edwin Starr, play war, because that's what this is. You know what, Mr. President? Shut it down. Shut it down. You want war? You got. I almost want to say, I almost feel like the president saying, we're going to bring it on. You want to fight? I'll give you a fight. Because do you know the power that we have militarily? You know the power that we have law enforcement wise? You know the power? If I was the mayor or I was the governor, the first thing I would say, you know what? Do what you got to do. Do what you got to. You have the audacity to attack our communities that we worked hard. And when I look in Brooklyn, how beautiful Brooklyn is. You know, I would go to Brooklyn and walk the streets in Brooklyn, you know, and I would say, wow, this is great. It was so ethnically balanced, Brooklyn, the way it is now. It's miraculous what they've done with Brooklyn, New York. Miraculous. And then they go like this. They go like this. Oh, we could get Amazon to Queens. We could get Amazon into the country. And then you get these progressives that don't allow Amazon to supply 25,000 jobs to the citizens. And by the way, Minnesota, where's Ilhan Omar? Where'd she go? Oh. Somebody said it best. Forgive me. They said, Omar, you want Somalia? You got it now. You got it now in Minnesota. Beautiful city like Minnesota. I have the answers. In the name of God, this is the president that could put it together. And he should go to all the business leaders. They should put together, and how can you create and bring the jobs back? Well, Mr. President, you know what it's going to cost? I don't care what it's going to cost you. This is a national emergency, because you have to feel of what's happening within the communities. And if you're a person of color and you're in a stressed area, I have to tell you this, and I know we got a break, guys. I have to tell you this. When the police are in these areas, and they are called into the areas because of domestic violence calls or because there's crime, do you think they want to be there? Do you think the cop wants to step in to the most dangerous part of the city? I admire that officer for doing that. I admire that person. I couldn't even tell you how that police officer has the guts in his or her heart to step into something like that. You got to go into a domestic violence call. Put your life on the line, you know. And you look at the stats, how often a person of color attacks a police officer, kills a police officer. Look at the stats. And when one thing happens, and by the way, the most egregious, horrific event that happened to poor George Floyd, my goodness gracious, what was that cop thinking? And I'm going to call him a cop. What was Derek Chauvin thinking? I don't even want to mention his name, this killer. And absolutely, you know, I saw Trey Gowdy with Martha. It was right. Trey Gowdy said, you know, first-degree murder is what this guy should be tried for. Inexcusable. We get it. But what's the answer? What do they do? Well, let's burn the town down. Oh, that's a good idea. That worked well in Newark. 50 years it took to build back. That's it. We're just getting it back now. Almost 50 years, and it's going to happen. There's no way. People go into these great communities like Brooklyn, they rebuild it, and then this is the way the community treats it and says thank you. They won't rebuild it. And what will happen, you and I will stay in our areas, and you and I will be armed. We'll be armed. You and I will hire private police presence to protect our properties. And then when you go to New York, or you go to Philadelphia, to Center City, or you're in Brooklyn or Los Angeles, there will be burned out areas like a bad sci-fi movie. You see some of the Escape from New York. That's exactly what it'll be. That's if you leave progressive socialists in charge. If you leave the people in charge now who are running the cities, this is exactly what's going to happen. We'll have pockets of safety, and we will have to pay for it. We will have to have our own armies. We will have to arm ourselves. We will have our own schools, and we won't go near New York. We won't go near San Francisco. We won't go near Chicago. I'm telling you, that's a possibility. And how much can we give? How much can we give? Oh, my Lord. Do you think my grandparents had anything when they got here? You think the Italian Americans, the Greek Americans, huh? The Polish Americans, the Jewish Americans, you think what did they have when they got here? What do you think when the Latino Americans come here? Talk about being prejudiced against. You work hard, you get what you put in. To get an entitlement program to sit there and just to take it, it's inexcusable the way we have not seen the light and understand it. Not to take away the hurt of the stressed areas, not to take that away, because that could sear anybody's heart. But it is time to go in and for the president to rebuild those cities. I've been talking about it because you know what? They were tinderboxes waiting to explode. And when you have a medical community that has no idea what they're talking about, when you have a scientific community that has no idea what we're talking about, and China spews a virus upon us, and then what does that medical community say? What does the scientific community say? Stay home. Lock yourself in your house. Hey, that's a great idea. Because that won't make society explode. Who the hell is running the store, for God's sake? You know, the president's got to shed all of that political nonsense. I'm watching my language. All that political nonsense, put it aside and do what the heck he wants to do. Because he's got the right ideas. And now more than ever, is the time to be politically incorrect. I see the phone calls. You know, we got Joe Imperatrice coming up from Blue Lives Matter. Yes, Blue Lives Matter. And again, before we break, and if you could hold the calls, we will go there. We're here on an hour earlier because we want to talk you through this. To all law enforcement, sitting in your squad car now, see, you know, just creeping down the streets, looking at these losers, these loser cowards, that come up to your face and spit in your face and call you names. The courage that you have displayed to law enforcement everywhere, thank you. God bless you. We are here for you, and we never, ever take you for granted. To law enforcement everywhere, to the NYPD, to the New Jersey State Police, the Newark Police Department, and all the sheriffs and all the law enforcement officials, God bless you and Godspeed. Joe on the radio, it's 540 on AM 970, The Answer. Al has the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 540. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police officers in Camden, New Jersey, standing with protesters. A peaceful demonstration over the weekend included several officers, Mayor Francisco Moran, other elected officials, and religious leaders. The community marched to the downtown police station in solidarity, protesting the death of George Floyd. The County Prosecutors Association of New Jersey is now urging anyone who feels they have been discriminated against by a law enforcement official to reach out. Among those arrested in protests in the city was Mayor de Blasio's 25-year-old daughter, Kiara. Kiara arrested for unlawful assembly on Saturday, as police say she was among about 100 people who refused when asked to leave a roadway. The group was protesting the death of George Floyd, who died in Minneapolis a week ago during an arrest while an officer knelt on Floyd's neck. The mayor's daughter was given a desk appearance ticket. In sports, the first glimpse at Madden NFL 2021 will have to wait. EA Sports postponing today's planned look following George Floyd's death. The video game company issued a statement saying it will find another time to talk football, but now is the time to stand with the black community and commit to change. And we'll have Blue Lives Matter founder Joe Imperatrice coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring or looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate are there for you. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and regularly are hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Let's welcome Jeremy Kemp.
Hope Comes Home with I Still Believe. You can download it now at WatchSalemMedia.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Don't say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate at WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
I'm Craig Carpenito, the U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey. The Department of Justice wants you to know that if you have been sexually harassed by a landlord or property manager, a loan officer or housing official, a maintenance worker or security guard, you can do something about it. Contact us at 844-380-6178 or email fairhousing@usdoj.gov. You have fair housing rights under the law. Call 844-380-6178.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, it's 544. We're on an hour earlier we want you to know that we're there for you. We are there for you here at the radio station, and we're your voice. And believe me, I respect everybody else broadcasting. We appreciate when you tune in to Alan, Frank, and Debbie, and myself. You know, your family. And when I say we gather around the virtual kitchen table, I wanted to come up just an hour earlier because I know the upset that you feel when you watch this unfold throughout the United States of America. I know the upset you feel when there's a pandemic and they have absolutely no idea how to address it. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your hand. Don't look at anything. Don't walk. Don't touch a surface. Don't 6 feet. By the way, I wanted to hear the scientific community saying, you can't riot. That's not social distancing. I mean, what was that? When we see and we support law enforcement and we support, you know what, law and order. With law and order, we obey the law. We do everything to make this country great. Then we get blamed for everything. That's what makes me crazy. So we support law enforcement, certainly. So we asked Joe Imperatrice to join us. Sergeant Joe, a founder of Blue Lives Matter. You know Joe. We love Joe. And he's the best friend law enforcement can have. Joe, welcome to the program, Sergeant. Great to have you with us this morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
I'm sorry about everything. I feel like as a law-abiding citizen, Joe Imperatrice, I feel like apologizing to you for putting your life on the line as a cop every single day. This is so insulting. Give us your reaction on what's going on, Joe, please.
It's heartbreaking, Joe. I feel like we've erased all the progress police officers have made over the last 30 to 40 years. I hear stories about how bad Times Square was, and I couldn't walk around. And last night, I don't know if everyone has heard, but Tribeca got hit very, very hard, and it was very calculated by these individuals who would just pull up. They would drop people off. They'd go crash the windows. They'd jump into a location, take the merchandise, and jump back out. But the officers did an amazing job, and even more importantly, the leaders, the chiefs, they were out there every step of the way with their police officers, making sure everything went right. But they were right alongside, battling with them, standing by their side. That's what officers need nationwide. It's not easy because, Joe, these groups are so vicious. They don't care. They're out there not to remember, the memory of the individual killed, but to go out there and just cause havoc. And it's just a sad time to be a New Yorker, but, really amazing, really proud of the work the police officers are doing.
It's true, Joe, and we'll be talking to law enforcement throughout this week. Certainly, do you have any inside intel, Sergeant Joseph, on who these people are? Indeed, Antifa. I know foreign countries are in there instigating this. Does the NYPD, do you know on the inside, have a line on who these groups are, Joe?
Well, I can't speak on behalf of the NYPD, but in regards to the mourning, the stuff you're seeing, those are the crowds that seem to be out there to really honor the memory of this individual during this tragedy. And as the days go on, well, the hours go on, individuals, they're pretty much bust in. A lot of them are not from around this neighborhood. We saw with the individuals that threw the Mazel Tov cocktail. They come in here from different states, different cities, and they don't even have their own intel of what's going on. But then on top of that, there's other groups that are communicating through text message, pretty much tipping people off, letting their groups know where the officers are, what directions to go, where there's roadblocks, what stores to hit, where to pick us up in a car. Early this morning, a police officer was struck by a vehicle by individuals trying to leave the scene, and I believe they made an arrest on it. And it's just a dangerous job right now. And I think, Joe, the most important thing is we've seen leadership fail, especially in the Democratic or left-leaning states. And those individuals, this is their time to shine. This is their time to change history and to stand up there and say, listen, enough is enough. You know, this always leads to officers getting hurt. Thank God nobody's gotten killed yet. I hope we don't have to talk about it later on or in the near future. But it's a really difficult time, and it's very calculated, the move these individuals are making.
Yeah. How many police officers have been injured so far, Sergeant?
Joe, it's happened pretty often. A lot of people are getting slashed. There's what we call airmail. It's, you know, things being thrown off the roof or from the crowd.
Yeah,
and officers getting hit with bottles. We've seen officers getting hit with bricks. And there's no discrimination because they're hitting not just the police officers in blue, but the supervisors in white. They're not discriminating. And officers are going for twisted ankles, separated shoulders, wrestling with people, broken bones. You know, this is real. This is something. It's like being in a war zone. It's sad. I never thought that I'd have to be a part of something like this or see my friends be a part of it, but we are. But we have a job to do, and the main focus is to keep New York City safe. These business owners, they were struck down because of COVID. They couldn't open, and now their storefronts are being ravaged and broken. And, you know, we have to give them some sense of security. So we have a job to do. We have a lot of work going on.
You know, I don't know how you do it, Joe. And again, a big shout out to the men and women of police departments everywhere across the country at this time. We have a family member. And, you know, Joe, I don't even want to mention the family member's name. God forbid. There's so many wackos out there, you know. But he's a family member. He's a great kid. And I saw him. He was in, and he had a protester in his face. His arms were out. And he had his, you know, face shield on, his mask on. God forbid. And in your, how in the name of God, you got to explain to me, Joe, because you're a cop. I don't know that I could ever, ever keep the resolve or keep or be reserved or be measured as the police officers have been. I have such as much as I admire law enforcement before. I am in awe of every cop, every single cop, including yourself, Sergeant Joe. How do you keep yourself just by not taking this person out that's literally spitting in your face, for God's sake?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, everyone, even wearing that uniform, is human. But there's a reason why, especially in New York City, they call them the finest. And you have to kind of not take it to heart, even though it's hard at times, and realize it's the uniform. It's not the person that they're coming after. You know, they don't see you for who they are, who you are. They don't know or care if you have a family. But you can't take it personal. And you have to realize that you wear that uniform for a reason. There were people before us that died in that uniform trying to get the job done. And to go out of character, to let somebody bait you in when you're trying to honor their legacy, that's something you don't do. And always remembering those people in the back of your mind and why you're out there to finish the job that they couldn't, that's why you keep your composure. And on top of that is, you know, we have cities to protect. We have cities to show that there's a light at the end of this tunnel, especially in New York City. I think, Joe, you'll agree it's the best city in the world. And we have to stand out. They make Hollywood movies about us, and we got to keep that reputation.
Sergeant Joe Imperatrice, founder of Blue Lives Matter, and indeed they do. Joe, thank you for your service, man. You're a hero, and we love you. And please, if you'd be so kind to keep us posted throughout
this whole
time.
Thank you so much. God bless. Thanks for having me.
God bless you, too, and Godspeed, Sergeant Joe Imperatrice. Joe on the radio. It's 551 right now. Is Debbie with us? We got Debbie. We had no traffic this morning. Debbie will bring traffic up in the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to take a little break right now. You know, if I can, I'll grab the calls. The phone lines are blowing up. I love you for being involved. Look at you. God bless you. We are so proud to have you as a listener to the program, because we're all, you know, I'm so sick of hearing we're all in this together, but we are, and you know what? We will prevail, and we're coming right back.
Mike Gallagher explains COVID numbers.
God willing, this coronavirus thing is going to continue to subside. It's an interesting thing to watch the media say, look at 20 states cases are increasing. And then you look at each state, they're talking about more positive cases. But, of course, there is extraordinarily more testing going on. So you're going to have more cases.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Lou Dobbs. New York City set to reopen next week. Americans saved a lot more last month. And Pete's Coffee just raised $2.5 billion in an IPO. Those stories next. Hi, folks. Lou Dobbs. Like most of us, I picked up a few aches and pains over the years. Inflammation is the reason many of us suffer with achy pain joints and muscles. Left untreated, inflammation can cause permanent damage. Pain relievers and topical creams don't typically treat the problem. They mask it. Omega XL is a powerful natural supplement designed to help reduce pain due to inflammation and promote healthy joints and increase mobility. Right now, staying healthy is on everyone's mind. So here's another reason to take Omega XL. Research shows Omega XL can help promote a healthy immune response. That means Omega XL can help your natural immune system protect you. Here's a special offer to get you started. Order now and get your second bottle free. For more information, visit OmegaXL.com/Lou or call 800-844-4888. That's 800-844-4888. New York City on track to begin a phased reopening a week from today. New York's mayor and governor say it's time to start gradually loosening restrictions on retail stores and other small businesses. The city has also begun stockpiling personal protective gear, including masks, in case any new outbreak were to occur. As the Wuhan virus pandemic raged, people with concerns about the economy powered a sharp increase in savings during April. The personal savings rate, or the difference between income and spending, surged 33% last month. One factor, fear that job losses might continue. So Americans wanted a cushion. In one of 2020's biggest IPOs, Europe's Pete's Coffee, raising $2.5 billion from new investors. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on am970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 5:55. We came on an hour early for you, but we're going right through 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher will be live at 10. You know, I was supposed to be on Maria Bartiromo today. You know, Maria is celebrating 5 years on Mornings with Maria, her show on Fox Business, which is just a major hit for Fox Business. And Maria, you know, I have such immense respect and love for my dear longtime friend. And they said, Joe, would you come up? There were only a couple of us. I was in the best company in the world for Maria's show. We were going to do, a happy anniversary, 5 years on Fox Business. And Ken Langone was going to be on that. And I had it all set to wear a tuxedo, and I was going to just step away from the mic for a second and do a hit Skype-wise to Maria. But now, all of this, we're here for you. There's no time for really fun and games. Lord knows we need it, but we just want to stay vigilant, and we want to stay focused on healing this country. We can do it, and we will. Trust me, we will. But when you see all that's happening now from the pandemic, that was from China, and what you're seeing now, don't be fooled. What we're seeing now, George Floyd is a distant memory at this point. This poor gentleman, so savagely killed, senselessly killed, his memory, it's not about George Floyd. This is about taking over the country, and it's coming from Antifa. It's coming from, I think, other foreign elements that have been standing by to do this. And I'll say this. If I said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times today. is these people that are causing these problems and are the soldiers in this war, and with the backpacks and the face masks and the Molotov cocktails and the police cars in Brooklyn, New York, those are the people that will be in jail and executed when the people who are causing this come into power. Charlie Finch, we got a couple seconds. Charlie, I know you've been holding. We love that you listen. What's on your mind this morning, Professor?
Joe, I'm on East 12th Street, the center of the action, where I've lived for 43 years, above John's Italian Restaurant, where you and the late, great Jerry Orbeck filmed many episodes of Law & Order.
Yeah.
At the back entrance of my building on 11th, across the street is Finero's. In 1934, FDR dedicated this building as the model, the template for all the public housing in New York. Two blocks west of here, they're smashing in the windows of Frank Milano's favorite bookstore, The Strand. In 1977, when I moved in here, Joe, and raised a family, $50 a month was the rent. We were burglarized three or four times every week. And I took $2,000, which was a lot of money, from the tenants here, and went to the gang leader, a Bangladeshi on 6th Street, and said, if you will leave us alone for a year, give us a shot, okay? And he did. Onward and forward. I salute you and your team, Joe. Let's get this done.
Thanks, Charlie. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Got a big show for you coming up. Don't go away. We are here for you, and we will get through this. God bless you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 5:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio is decrying systematic racism in American society. De Blasio said we cannot go on like this, and that the anger of the death of George Floyd is an every-hour thing for black and Latino people in New York. De Blasio also pointed to the Amy Cooper situation, where she attempted to make the act of being black a crime in and of itself. He said it was the epitome of American white racism. Governor Murphy expected to announce further reopenings today as the metrics in the coronavirus continues to improve. The announcement could mean loosened restrictions on restaurants and non-essential businesses. Governor says he most certainly will open up outdoor dining at restaurants before customers can dine indoors. Senator Cory Booker says he's working on a number of changes to laws following the death of George Floyd. On CNN's State of the Union, Booker talked about creating a national registry for police misconduct. He also wants to do something about the use of force incidents and make sure there's more transparency about them. Although he says he worries that things will return to normal in a month or two, he adds that there hasn't been a desire and will to take on the tough issues. There's cause for celebration at NASA. The SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule carrying two astronauts successfully docked yesterday morning with the International Space Station. The docking came less than 19 hours after Saturday's launch of Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken from Cape Canaveral. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.